Chapter 9. The Witch's Broom. Another witch takes the broom, and then another. They change animals into frogs and mice, and destroy people's belongings. Finally, Felicia takes the broom again, and runs towards the inn.
"Now, the stupid Jackson boy!"
she shouts.
"We must teach him a lesson."
"They're crazy,"
thinks Ben. He covers his face with his robe and says in a man's voice,
"I want to do it. Give me the broom."
Felicia looks at him. A street lamp is shining in her eyes and she can't see his face.
"All right, Warlock,"
she says.
"The boy is upstairs in room 29.
She takes a bottle of yellow liquid from her pocket and gives it to him. Then she gives him the broom. Quickly, Ben runs upstairs to his parents' room and bangs on the door.
"Let me in,"
he shouts, but his parents can't hear him. The TV is on very loud.
"We've got a special guest in the studio, Mrs. Madeline Henry. Today is Madeline's birthday."
He points the broom at the door and shouts,
"Open, door, open!"
But nothing happens, because Ben isn't a warlock and he hasn't got magic powers. Ben shouts again,
"Open, door, open!"
The witches are running up the stairs, and Ben is terrified. Finally, his dad opens the bedroom door and he runs inside.
"That's a great Halloween costume,"
says Mr. Jackson.
"Where did you get it?"
"I haven't got time to explain now, Dad,"
says Ben.
"I must burn this broom."
Then he breaks it into three pieces and throws them into the fireplace.